This is an RNIB talking book.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
The Glass Blowers by Daphne du Maurier.
Track 1.
Prologue. One day in the June of 1844, Madame Sophie Duval, née Busson, 80 years of age and mother of the maire of Vibray, a small commune in the département of Sarthe, rose from her chair in the salon of her property at Le Gué de Launay, chose her favourite walking stick from a stand in the hall, and, calling to her dog, made her way, as was her custom at this hour of the afternoon every Tuesday, down the short approach drive to the entrance gate. She walked briskly, with the quick step of one who did not suffer, or perhaps refused to suffer, any of the inconveniences of old age. And her bright blue eyes, the noticeable feature of her otherwise unremarkable face, looked keenly to right and left, pinpointing signs of negligence on the part of the gardener. The gravel under her feet not raked this morning as it should have been, the careless staking of a lily, the grass verges of the formal flower bed raggedly clipped. These matters would be corrected at their proper time, either by her son, the mayor, or by herself. For although Pierre François had been mayor of Vibray for some 14 years, and was approaching his 47th birthday, he knew very well that the house and grounds at Le Gué de Launay were his mother's property, that in all matters referring to their upkeep and maintenance she must be the final judge and arbitrator. This small estate which Madame Duval and her husband had settled upon...